And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray here in the world headquarters with Rock God Rick Mexa, back from an exciting trip, and we have a great guest for you right here. Captain Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing is here. We're going to be talking some serious fishing here in Southern California and beyond. So you stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty Air 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish at it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, what a wild times going on right now. This crazy good fishing and having Dwayne in here. I can't wait for today's show, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Crazy good weather. And welcome back, Ricky.
Yeah, good to be back.
You're hearing stories about your trip to Venice, Louisiana with Shimano, right?
Man, it was such a good time. Awesome. We fished with Journey South Outfitters. It was a Shimano trip. Really good to get back and hang with some of those guys.
Good old boys.
Everything. Yeah, they were cool. Cajuns were fun. They were a lot of fun. There's some fishy folk down there. Like, that's what you do. I can assure you one thing. There is little to do in Venice other than hang out and fish. And I'm just fine with that, man.
Yeah.
And that was the attitude of all the boys down there. It was just awesome. We went with the Don Coffee Group, who represent Shimano. And, got to play with a bunch of really cool tackle and have some incredible fishing. I didn't get to see anything secret. I was hoping I was. Trust me, I was going to spill the beans like you would imagine, too, so they probably knew it. But, no, I got to, Loomis is going to do a pretty big kind of comeback. Comeback's not the right word, but like they've always built really cool stuff, but a lot of it was kind of outside our market. And I can't even say that for sure that it'll be for our world, but I fish with a lot of like saltwater forward stuff for the Gulf Coast and things like that. And you know how those guys are. I'm assuring you, I tried everything I could to peel any kind of info out of those guys, and I was not successful. But I can feel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
something's coming.
That's how I feel. Like yeah. There's clearly a lot of saltwater focus in other markets, and you know, and like, let's put it this way, they wouldn't deny it. You know what I mean? Like they wouldn't say yeah. no either. So yeah, we'll see.
There's stuff coming.
That's how I feel.
Well, we'll have to hear more about catching fish you've never caught before. Redfish, drum.
Blackfin tuna, tarpons, sea trout, like everything. It's a really cool fishery. Yeah, I had a blast.
Yeah, look forward to hearing more stories about that. Dwayne Diego, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Speaking of stories.
Yeah, a little challenge getting into the world headquarters today because of the triathlon here. So if you're coming down to the landings, it's a little tricky.
Yeah, I think 9 o'clock is
9 o'clock
is when
they wrap it up. Yeah, so just be aware that you might have to reroute around some things.
But with current weather, 9 o'clock is probably fine. You're probably fine. You probably don't have. Yeah, I don't think there's any trips going. I don't think you got to worry about that. So.
Yeah, how about this site?
Crazy, man.
I'm going to say that this has never happened in September.
Oh,
where
God, no.
Every boat in the fleet, including all the long range boats, the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, the Star, everybody is here.
Well, I'm not going to spill the beans, but it's everybody but one, and we'll see if we hear from them. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say anything else, but we're planning on hearing from the one that's out there.
Stars, but I haven't seen.
No, they're here.
They're here? Okay.
Yep. I'm not saying anything else.
I saw the Intrepid come in.
It's going to be a surprise. So.
Somebody's out there.
That's it.
All right, but yeah. And the storm kind of veered away, so it wasn't nearly as bad. Greg Stotesbury said that they were fishing the Masters tournament yesterday morning at Catalina.
No.
They caught a yes, they fished the Masters tournament. Yes. So I don't know how that ended up. They're still fishing it, but that kind of storm kind of veered away a little bit. But if you want to see a site with all the sport fishing boats in September, come down to the landing.
This basically, what you see right now happens on Christmas morning, and that's about it.
Yeah. So, Dwayne, what's been going on? This amazing fishing, huh?
Yeah, we've been really blessed here in SoCal this year. What a year.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Watching what you and your team and fleet of boats has been doing for years, but like, I swear it just seems like they don't miss this year. It's just been trip after trip after trip after trip of like, incredible fishing.
Yeah. It's again, we're really blessed this year with the influx of this massive amount of bluefin. And this Dorado thing has been fabulous for the guys that want to do something a little different, fish like bait in their hand. All around, all good, and we couldn't be more stoked with the season the way it's going this year.
So rad.
Yeah, for sure. So your main target has been that big bluefin?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say about 90% of our trips have been for bluefin, preferably on the kite, hunting out 200-plus pounders. I think we just put our 32nd legit 200-plus pound fish on the boat.
Come on. For the season?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Oh, my gosh.
I think Cameron had a 243 and a 284 that day.
284?
Yeah.
Wow. That's insane. And you're not trolling Mad Max at 14 knots. You're fishing the kite.
Yeah, negative. No.
Yeah. No, that's not your deal.
Doing it proper.
Yeah, you're doing it the real way.
Yeah. I just feel like with this fish in particular, if you really want to catch a cow, which really is the goal for all our clients, then you need to take the time and pick it apart and fish it with the flying fish. Those fish are 200-plus pounds for a reason. They know what vibrations are. They know what boats are. And I think the best method for that is definitely going to be the flyer.
Yeah.
And you're hooking them on the right gear, and you're hooking them close, and you're doing it. You control so much more when you're doing it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing against the trolling.
Totally, you know? That's what you're saying.
Whatever makes everybody happy, But, for our guys, it's definitely a kite deal. So we're stoked.
It's a long run to where these fish are from San Diego or Mission Bay, where your headquarters. So how do you do that? How do you do that on your fleet?
Pedal to the metal, dude.
Pedal to the metal. And so are you doing day trips?
Yeah, these are all in 12-hour trips.
12-hour trips.
We've fished all the way out to the Tanner this year with success in 12 hours. And
wow.
Making it happen. Fortunately, the fish have scooted back to the east again, so we haven't been making that long of a run. But, uh-huh. Out towards the island. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Still, that's a long run.
Yeah, you get still get a good 6 hours in. So.
Yeah. And, but it's enough, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
And so tell us about Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Kind of what's the deal? How does somebody get aboard? What are you going to go catch when you go fishing with Dwayne Diego and his crew?
And also, like, what it started as to what it has become. You know, like, it was you and it's a fleet and all the other cool stuff.
About 7 years, we got a 25 Parker, and I was working for Jamie at Season prior to that, and it's kind of started building my own thing, and it seemed like every 2 years we'd get a new boat, just because, you know, we'd be filling up the first boat, then the second boat, then the third boat, and now we're at three boats. I got an awesome team of guys, Cameron Bingham, Austin Chavez, and Ryan Kyle, all running the boats with me as well. Really, really good young guys, very fishy, very knowledgeable, all from fishing families. And, we offer 12-hour full-day offshore, 12-hour full-day trophy bluefin trips. You can get at us by calling 619-850-7575 or going to www.pinnaclesportfishing.com, and we'd be happy to get you guys dialed in on a trip. We do have some availability left here for September and October.
You do?
Yeah, a little bit.
Wow.
A little bit.
There's and you're fishing Parkers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So. Yeah, from West Coast Marine?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have 225s and a 28.
We sure miss our good buddy Kevin from West Coast. But Cole, his son is doing a great job.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. So and they have the two locations still, and
it's good to see him carrying the torch for his
absolutely. Yeah, for sure. So
you guys have such a unique mold to the crew and family that runs your boats. You know, I mean, it's just young, crazy enthusiastic, and you know, like you said, fishing family. I mean, they're like young guys that like clearly just live and breathe this kind of fishing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been nice. You know, I'm really selective with who I have come work for us. You know, this is my baby, and I want to make sure the right guys are operating it, the guys that are serious and put their 110% effort into it. So it's nice to have the neighborhood kids. I've known all these guys since way before they worked for
my
fathers. Yeah. So it's really good. It creates like a family-like vibe within the operation where they're not just employees. They're like, you know, little brothers, and I'm super proud of them. The guys are absolute hammers, and what they've done this year, especially with my injury. I mean,
yeah, well, that's it. I mean, you haven't been on the boat for a couple months.
No, I had a gnarly back injury on July 1st, and these guys really, really, you know, carried the weight of the company and did an absolutely fantastic job. I was pulling my hair out of my head when I was in the hospital.
I can imagine
wondering, you know, what the heck's going to happen with this whole thing.
Sure, you've been working your lifetime to get to this point, and now all of a sudden you can't be there.
Yeah, and you know, here they go, right out of the gate. You know, don't worry, I got this. And I'm like, okay, cool, fingers crossed. And you know, sure.
And now we're talking about 32 fish over 200. I mean, that's why I'm so impressed by it, because like, it didn't miss a beat with you not being there.
Yeah, and that's all I could ask for as an owner and operator. You know, it almost made it easy for me to not be there. But obviously, on the flip, it also makes it hard watching the show.
Guys.
You're not the type of guy that can just sit back and watch somebody else catch a bunch of 200-pounders and not participate.
No, it's been a lot of nail-biting, and not because I'm nervous, because I'm just like, I got to get out there, you know. So
that's great.
So 32 over 2 already, and the season's not even close to being finished. Is that a record for you guys?
No. We had over, I think we had like 66 or 67 over 200 last year.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And that doesn't even include the ones under 200, right?
No.
Yeah, which the majority are.
Like, majority. Yeah, exactly. I think last year we had 301 fish that were triple digit on the kite.
Wow.
That's incredible.
301. Where are you now?
You know, I haven't done the final tally. I did the cow tally this year. There's a lot of those 100-pound fish, which are awesome fish.
I mean, absolutely
beautiful fish. So that's, I think the numbers are going to be bigger than last year as far as triple-digit fish go. But there was a lot of, like, lower 100-pound fish in the beginning of the season. Now we're seeing mainly, like, mids to twos.
Really?
That's awesome. So,
they're growing.
Yeah.
They're feeding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of anchovy here.
Yeah. What an amazing season. And then you can pick off a Dorado if you want to on the way home. Right?
Yeah, there are like 30 of them.
Yeah. This is crazy fishing.
It's
amazing. And who knows, after this Hurricane K blows through, or whatever it was, Tropical Storm K, who knows what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, I think we're in for a really good fall season.
Yeah.
A bit of an extension to the normality, you know, maybe getting into November.
I mean, you're fishing, what, close to 80-degree water in some of those spots up there?
The kids said they've seen up to 76-degree water in the morning before the solar heating gets on.
Yeah.
So that's really warm.
It's a true
water
temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's insane. And that's the bluefin are they're living below that, but that's where they're living in, right?
Real close to the edge, you know, real close. There's been some bigger fish in the warmer water, but typically it's, you know, near the edge, near that 72 degree water, which is still warm for those fish.
Yes.
You know, according to my notes over the last few years, they usually want to be on the other side of the really cool water, you know, 68, 69, if they can find it.
Yeah.
And there is that water out there, but they seem to just want to hug the edge where the really warm stuff is.
Yeah. So. It's funny because everybody goes, oh, well, bluefin's a cool water fish, a cooler water fish. Well, not this year, right?
Not really. Not really. It's kind of surprising.
And mixed in some yellowfin, too, right?
Yeah, some really, really nice yellowfin.
Yeah.
Good quality on that
beautiful
stuff this year.
Yellowfin. Yeah.
Say we saw a photo of you and Corey with a big fat one this week, right?
Now, this was history. Corey on an offshore trip on my boat,
Corey
right?
Sandin, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Corey Sandin, Mr. Anthony Swimbaits,
not on a skiff.
And Let's Talk Hookup.
Not on a skiff and not within 100 yards of the beach.
Right, exactly. And mind you, he wouldn't touch bait. He would, you know, we were catching Dorado like crazy on bait, and Corey had to throw his popper. He threw his popper. But we got into a little spot of yellowfin in the afternoon, like 18 miles from home, and he got a nice 45-pound yellowfin on the popper on a Tranks 300.
That's so rad.
Yeah,
that's
that
so
was, that
rad.
Was it. But here's the thing: is he killed that thing in like 4 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, he just like, you know, Corey fishes 80-pound test to the popper and just full button down dragging. He goes, I'm like chumming and looking around, and he goes, grab the gap. I go, no, you just hooked that thing, dude.
Corey's an assassin.
Yeah, he's an assassin, but it was fun. It was fun to get him out. And just like the epic days of nice weather and, I mean, just, you know, tropical. It was like fishing in the East Cape, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just like crazy warm conditions, 76-degree water temperature.
Keep it coming.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
And you, I mean, what Dwayne said, like, you can just feel it. Like, I mean, it just has the feel of one of those years it's just going to go late. You know, when we had Mike Pritchard on the show a couple weeks ago, they were, you know, talking about having that fantastic fishing in November, and he said that the best trip that they ran of the year was the last one before their scheduled maintenance, which was the first week in December. They had limits of bluefin, limits of yellowfin, and then hauled the boat out of the water for the season, you know? And like,
yeah.
It just has that feel of this thing's going to go somewhere.
Yeah, and it's warmer this year.
And, like, the fish are just now, it feels like, starting to settle in. Like, you know, Dwayne said fish are coming back to where they're kind of supposed to be, and you know, it was Mad Mac trolling and fish all over the place, and you just caught them wherever you found them, and now it feels like it's just now starting to really settle and do what it's supposed to do coming into the fall. Like,
yeah,
it's just great.
We got a big wave of yellowfin coming too from the south, from what
do we?
I've been told.
Yeah,
a lot of fish on dolphin, eating jigs and real traditional style yellowfin fishing. So, I mean, that's going to have a whole other, you know, part of the season. Yeah.
So what do you think that bluefin's going to do? Is it going to stick around up there where it has been?
You know, if I could tell you that for sure, I'd be a millionaire. I think it's going to probably do what it normally does and get out to the west eventually.
Yeah,
it really likes to find that spot and eat and hang out there. You know, so we had fish there about a month ago. I rolled the dice and ran a trip on a really calm day on my 28. Out there and stumbled upon just absolute biomass, and it stayed there for about a week, and then the wind came up and pushed everything back to the east. But you know, it knows where that bank is, and it knows it's loaded with food, and it thinks it's dialed into their program to, you know, make a stop there too in the fall. So
yeah,
the other thing that's been fun watching happen, and I, like I said, I don't know if any of us do, and like who knows if fish on the surface equates to fish down deep, but there has been so much swordfish around this year. Like, just hearing skiff see one, hey, we baited one, it didn't bite. Like, I mean, again, I got no clue if that bodes well for fall time deep water swordfish fishing, but man, there's no denying there's a bunch of those things around this year.
We saw a crazy thing on Wednesday when we were heading out to where we were going on the outside of the nine. We saw these birds picking on something. We run up to it. It was like a squid just like split in half. You know, it was like a big squid, like a Humboldt.
A lot.
Like just chopped in half, and you know it was from a swordfish kind of thing. I mean, it was like just like a sword was, and they were just picking on this thing. I was like, oh, there's swordfish around. Yeah. Never seen that before.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, but fun. So do you guys fish swordfish too when it happens?
Yeah, we do. Typically late October, and then November and December, we'll be doing some swordfish trips as well, deep drop.
Yeah.
So,
but The bluefin. The bluefin are still biting.
Yeah, well, fortunately we have three boats, so we start sending one to drop deep and send the other two to go fish tuna.
So what's your fleet? Are they all three Parkers?
Yeah, all three Parkers. Yeah. I have 28 and two 25s.
Two 25s and a 28.
Yeah.
And you operate out of Mission Bay, Dana Landing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and just like right there, pick up the guys. Are you running like an early morning trip or mid-morning trip?
Depending on what we're going to do. You know, if it's a regular traditional offshore trip, then we'll do this. 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. trip.
Gotcha.
With the bluefin, we like to do 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. or 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Take advantage of that late afternoon and evening low light bite. You know, so many days of success have been, you know, centered around that evening bite.
Yeah.
So we kind of like to get out a little later, stay a little later.
Yeah, for sure. As the days get shorter, that makes it a little more challenging, though, right?
Sure. You know, I really like the 9 to 9 across the board usually during the season, because it's, you know, you're going to fish right now until about 7, 7:30.
Yeah.
It gives you, you know, another hour and a half, 2 hours to get in. From where we're fishing right now, that's pretty adequate. So
that's it.
Yeah.
All right.
That's cool. Yeah. Fired up, man. Pretty just amazing. Thinking about how good that fishing is and just that Pinnacle fleet day after day after day is eating that fish. It just can't help but get under your skin. It makes you want to go.
Pretty awesome. And we haven't even ventured into his Fiji adventures in the winter, too. So as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about. We're going to hear from Ted from Gamakatsu. Dwayne's a part of, and his team is a part of the Gamakatsu team, and a lot more.
Yeah, you got it, man. Going to be a great show. So stoked to have Dwayne in here. And we're stoked to have you. If you want to join us this morning, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways you can do that. First, you can give us a call. If you got questions for Dwayne, you want to be a part of the show, we'd like to hear from you. 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's a call-in number. Or you can text the show. So popular these days, texting your questions in. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you want to text in a question, just fire up the app, send your questions through. Every text that gets read on the air is going to be eligible in the great prize, as well as every phone call that makes it on the air. And speaking of a great prize, we are giving away a killer prize package today from our great friend. Speaking of Gamakatsu, this is going to include a waterproof bag, a set of stainless fishing pliers, a killer Gamakatsu towel and hat, and one of those G-Box 3600s. This whole thing is worth over $100. And again, courtesy of our great friends up at Gamakatsu for putting that killer prize pack together today. So
I tell you, I'm sure you have the Gamakatsu pliers.
Yeah.
Those things are killer.
Yeah, they're super
They're
cool.
Really nice. And they don't corrode.
No, I've had really good luck with those things.
You
know, take a little bit of care of them. They've gone all year.
Oh, yeah. Just once in a while, spray a little corrosion block.
Crow's necks,
and you're good. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, as you can hear, going to be a great show. Lots of great info. Killer reports coming up. So much good information. Again, if you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Well, it's September in San Diego, and that means the best part of summer has just begun. The sun is shining and the fish are biting. Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, here to tell you about our Hobie Kayak Endless Summer event. From now until September 11th, get the best deals on the best fishing kayaks during the best part of the year. That means $300 off a new Hobie Mirage Outback, or $250 off a new Compass, $200 off a thermoform Passport 12, and $175 off the Passport 10.5. The kayaks are in stock and ready to go. So get down to the shop, Fast Lane Kayaking, Dana Landing, Mission Bay, and let's enjoy this endless summer.
seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857. As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Phones are packed up, no surprise there, but if you do want to get through, still a great opportunity to send a text to Let's Talk Hookup, as well as plenty of time for your phone calls. And again, that's 213-432-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Dwayne, but also to win that killer Gamakatsu prize pack. It's going to be a great show.
Oh, yeah, and speaking of Gamakatsu, we're joined by Ted now from Gamakatsu. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Hey, great to have you. And you're Gamakatsu and Dwayne have partnered up, right, Dwayne?
Yeah, stoked.
Yeah, and yeah, I think you're both stoked, right?
Yeah, it's been a fun ride so far.
Yeah, because Ted certainly get the cream of the crop for Gamakatsu representing the Hooks, right, Ted?
Well, that's what we try to do. We've worked really hard in building our team, and we added Dwayne to the team about a year ago, and I couldn't be more excited about having him on board. The funny thing is we put him on staff right during COVID. I've yet to actually physically meet Dwayne in person, and because we were pretty locked down like a lot of places were. And having said that, I'm actually going to come down and do a trip with Dwayne with two of my friends, a personal trip with Dwayne in October. You guys are talking about how great this fishing is, and I'm going to finally get a chance to go down there and experience a little bit of it.
All right.
Yeah, I can't wait to have you, man.
Yeah, that's coming up this month, right?
Next month.
Or next month.
It is October. Okay. Yeah,
wow.
October.
Yeah, they'll be here. You going to put him on a 200-pounder?
Yeah, we're going to try.
No, that'll be cool. That'll be fun. But so, Ted, tell us about some of the stuff that you've been sending Dwayne that he's been using. I mean, like we talked about the tuna hooks and such like that versus treble hooks and that kind of thing. And what's your thought on that, Dwayne?
Oh, man. Gamakatsu has such a killer range of product, and it all works really well. I was using it prior to even fishing with them or for them. We start from the top. Bread and butter hook for us for years has been the Nautilus circle hook.
Yeah.
Size 2 and size 1. The size 2s are newer, but it's ultimate hook for finesse fishing for this, you know, school size tuna, yeah. Yellowtail Dorado. And then, you know, size 1's been our butter hook for years. Just same deal, you know, small tuna, kelp paddy fish, yellowtail, all that fun stuff. Another really good hook is the Nautilus Circle HD, the ring one. Excellent hook for bigger fish, bigger baits, and also, you know, the sinker rig application because you have the ring there. You can tie the hook and your main line and your sinker line to it. Really strong hook, really sharp, you know, super high-grade carbon steel. Can't go wrong with them. And then, obviously, like you just said, the tuna. I got turned on to that hook a couple years ago, and I won't fish anything else for my flying fish rigs. Or, I've had my guys fishing the spreader bar stinger hook with that. They love it to death. Size 11-odd has been the ticket. Flyer 10-odd has been the ticket. You know, the conical hook on them, or, you know, point on them is incredible. It pierces so good. I've had fish hooked straight through the roof of their jaw coming up and, you know, top of their head, like they're a bait fish, and it's like 200 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, it really penetrates, and we've had really good success with it.
So you're using the tuna hook as your flying fish rig?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Great.
Yep. And like I said, the spreader bar as well. It's been really good on the spreader bar.
Yeah.
The size 11 has been crucial.
And that's like a big forged, ultra heavy duty Southern tuna style hook.
Yeah, yeah. Welded eye, so you're not going to straighten out the eyelet.
Yeah.
Really strong hook. We've had zero problems with it at all. Nothing straightened, nothing's bent. We continue to use them. Our fire rigs will get all shredded. We'll just re-rig them, use the same hooks, you know, just wash them off. They're good to go.
Gammacasters are so impressive that, like, I don't know if it's the steel that's used or whatever, but they just, even like with the hooks you were mentioning before, those Nautilus circles, a Nautilus circle is not a heavy gauge wire hook. It's one of the reasons it gets bit so good is your bait carries that hook so well because it's so lightweight. But even fishing very short top shots with little stretch in the line and things like that, like putting real heat on big fish, you just don't ever see failures in them. I mean, we're using those things in situations where they should not be used. Like,
yeah,
you really should be using an HD or something bigger, and that little hook just doesn't ever seem to fail.
We've tried to bend the little size 2 and size 1 Gammagatsu Nautilus circles just crew tripping, you know, fishing 40 or 50 pound on these, this like 50, 60 pound tuna. We haven't done it yet. We have not done it.
So, Ted, why are they so strong? What makes them so much better than the other hooks?
I think it really can point to a couple of things. It's the premium grade of high carbon steel we use. I mean, we go and source the absolute premium grade of high carbon steel. That's what it really boils down to. And what that does, it just ensures that there's against any blemishes in the metal, which can weaken the hook. I mean, that's really the first big step. And then we have one of the most advanced tempering systems in the world. You know, that hook is heated to the exact temperature for a specific style and size, and then it's cooled in oil. And what that does is it produces a hook that's really strong but not brittle. There's a big difference. That hook's, whether people believe it or not, that hook's got to flex just a little bit. There's a very, very difficult to achieve a balance between strength and flexibility. And it's taken us years to figure out that secret recipe, for the lack of a better term. And that's what really sets what we do apart from everybody else. And that comes at a price. I mean, we're not going to apologize for our price, because if you're out there targeting these big fish and fish of a lifetime and that type of thing, we feel like that hook, that extra expense for that hook, when you think about how much money you've spent on rods, reels, the trip, the gas, the fuel, and everything else, spending a little extra on that hook because that's your connection to the fish is really important.
Yeah, well said.
No question about it, yeah. So that there is a motive to the reason why they're so much stronger is the way they're manufactured.
That was a great explanation, too, because you're right. You can make a hook that's super strong that doesn't bend, but then it breaks, you know, and like, right, you can make a hook that doesn't break, but then it bends, but to find the perfect balance of just enough give, but not so brittle that it's going to come apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, another hook that Ted was telling me that you like is that 4X strong hook, like fishing sea bass and things like that.
Oh, yeah, I think it's the octopus. Yeah, the offset octopus hook.
Yeah.
Great. I've been using those for years and years.
Yeah,
and years.
Those, awesome. Those things, that is the hook for fishing squid, sea bass.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'll tell you what else that hook is really good for is if you're a guy that likes to swap the treble hook on a Colt Sniper.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really nice hook for it because it's a little bit longer shank and it's got a big gap. And then the other thing that we don't do a ton of is that is my favorite Wahoo Bomb hook.
Oh.
That 704X octopus hook. Awesome. Super sharp, strong. Like, yeah, that thing's badass.
Good. And then you can attach them with the Gammakatsu split rings, solid rings. Those things are strong.
Super lines.
Another one that's been really good for guys I just kind of stumbled upon and recommended to a couple buddies, and they raved about it, was the Toon Tuna ring hook, and they were trading out the hooks on their Mad Max with those, and they said undoubtedly the best hook they put on there. They were switching around with all kinds of stuff, no problems whatsoever.
So Ted, the Toon Tuna comes with ring and a non-ring?
No, actually, that hook comes just ringed. And
just
so
ringed.
We make that in a 10-aught through a 12-aught. So there's three sizes, a 10-aught, 11-aught, and 12-aught. And that's really what that was designed for, was just really as a replacement hook, just to keep it easy.
Yeah,
so it's already ringed for you. As Dwayne alluded to, that's what we've been hearing on these Mad Max, the folks that are fishing them, that those are the ideal replacement hook for that. So we got that little tip from John over at Dana Landing. He was kind of the first person to really turn us on to that. So that's been working really well.
Because the hook that comes with it doesn't have a barb.
No.
It's wild.
It's like, I mean, how can you make a hook that doesn't have a barb, right?
It's wild.
It's like, what is that all about?
That's a very important part to a hook.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great lure, but it doesn't have a barb on the hook, right?
Well,
come on.
It's got a little bit of what people think, you know, with these smaller barbs. If you don't mind, guys, I'll talk to that just a little bit. You know, there's a lot of debate out there whether, you know, especially in the bass world, like the freshwater bass world, these guys want big barbs. Everybody thinks a big barb's going to do them good. The reality is when we put the slice in the metal to create that barb, if you make it too big, what you've done is you've created a weak spot. I mean, no matter what you do when you put a barb on a hook, you're going to create a weak spot. And by putting such a big barb on a hook and taking a big slice in the metal, you created a weaker situation. So in Japan, they use itty-bitty, teeny-tiny barbs. And that's why you see a lot of our barbs compared to others not being quite that pronounced, because we found them to be just as effective, actually more effective, and it keeps the strength and it doesn't weaken the hook.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. Okay. You got to have strength and the sticking power,
yeah,
too.
Got to keep them pinned.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a balance in all that.
Yeah. Well, Ted, sure appreciate all your support of Let's Talk Hookup. And, of course, Dwayne, you know, using the hooks pretty much speaks to, you know, you wouldn't be using them if they weren't good stuff, right?
No, I love them. I'm stoked on them. I'll use them forever.
See, that's the thing. A guy fishing big fish, like what Pinnacle Sport Fishing does, like you can't use something just for a sponsorship sake. Like, working first is the priority, and like that's the match made in heaven. It's the best stuff, and it's on the best boats.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Ted, sure appreciate your time, and thanks for all your support of the Southern California sport fishery. And I can't wait to hear the stories about your 200 pounder when you go fishing with Dwayne.
No pressure, Dwayne, but we're just looking forward to a good trip. We're just hoping for some great weather. These are two of my best friends, and I couldn't think of a better person to come down and get an experience like that with than Dwayne. So we're super stoked about it and can't wait to come back on the air. We've got a few new things we're going to be looking at down there, too. So we're always pushing that envelope for a new product, and Dwayne's a great mind for that. So we're excited about having him a part of that team.
That's cool.
All right. Stoked to see you here in a few weeks, Ted.
Yeah, so you're going to test a little stuff with him?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Great. All right, Ted. Well, I sure appreciate all your support, and thanks for joining us this morning. And we'll continue here talking Gamakatsu.
Have a great day, guys.
See you, buddy.
Thanks. Later. All right, very much.
All right. Hey, with that said, speaking of good fishing, we're going to find out what's biting in the Baja. It's time for our Baja and Mainland Catch Report with the man, Richard Castaneda from Castors. Speaking of Gamakatsu, anglers know that the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. We talk about that all the time. But did you know that Gamakatsu also makes killer tackle storage solutions like that G-Box 3200? It's a reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage. They also have killer a line of lead heads. If you're not familiar with the Gamakatsu lead heads, they all have those super line hooks, very, very strong and affordable underspin lead heads. They also have a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For a complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com at your local tackle dealer. And we got the Cass Man standing by. Buenos dias, Cass.
Buenos dias, Ricky and Pedro.
Cass Man.
Hey, man. Let me tell you, those barbless hooks are really, really good, and, you know, they're easier to take out of your skin if you ever get them. So.
Yeah, that's true.
I've had a few in my day, but anyway, hey, you know, not much going on with all these little tropical storms and hurricanes coming up the coast of Baja. Of course, it's shutting things down all over. You know, prior to those two storms coming up, there was some good fishing on Loreto and, of course, La Paz, down San Jose and Cabo, but this past week a lot of the port captains closed them down, and so a lot of rain, a lot of wind. I imagine some of the smaller towns. I heard that Bay of LA lost power and the water and just about everything down there. And so I imagine all the other little towns around there are really suffering right now. But hopefully not too bad and no loss of life. But not much of a report, but like I said, there was some good fishing. It should pick up again just where it left off here as this water calms down. And, of course, you know, too, with these storms coming up, there's a lot of floats and it gets pushed out to sea. And, you know, Dorado love floats, and all those little bait fish like to hide under those floating debris, and just brings a Dorado in. So it should even get even better Dorado fishing than it has been. Probably one of the better Dorado seasons this year that we've seen throughout the southern Baja. And, anyway, that's the report for this week. I still have some spots open for our Let's Talk Hookup El Salto trip with Corey and myself, January 26th to 30th. Also, I think I've got three boats left for our Loretto Rumble.
That blows me away that you have spots available on the Loretto Rumble. That's so much fun.
Epic yellowtail fishing in perfect weather at a rad town to hang out in.
Yeah, and a great hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful and you get to hang out with a cast man.
Hey, and the Pedro come in, you know.
See?
Also. Anyway, that's the report, boys. Anybody wants to book a trip down to Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, all the other places we sell, call us at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 and check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next week.
Thanks, Cast Man. Appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines. They want to talk to Dwayne.
Full for sure. Ryan and Irvine, appreciate you hanging in there with us. Good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Ryan?
Good morning. My question for Dwayne is that you were talking about how catching those big ones every season requires finesse fishing on the kite. What would you say produced more on catching those big ones, the artificial flyers or the real thing?
You know, definitely going to say the frozen, fresh frozen ones. We usually start the party with the artificial California flyer and then start sending out frozen ones. We've had a lot of multiple hookups, doubles, triples, quads. I would venture to say if we had six or seven California flyers on the boat, we'd probably do real similar damage because a lot of our bites are coming on the, you know, on putting it out or bringing it back in and moving it around. But just the sheer fact that, you know, we only have a couple on the boat and, you know, it's always stacked with like at least 15 frozen ones, those get a lot of bites. And they'll get bit dead sticked as well. So, you know. I definitely say the frozen.
So the California flyer gets bit better moving it in and out.
Both of them do. On the send out's king. You know, we used to do a lot of drag and drop or you know, put it up in there and then drop it right on a school, and it works really good. But the fish got a lot more finicky this year. You know, a lot of times they wanted the boat off and the bait moving. And so you're just drifting. Yeah, to a degree until it dries up. And you know, if we've got signal, then we'll drift it out. If we don't have signal, we're moving around. And then, you know, but we've been bringing it in a lot when we make our move, and then sending it back out when we slide on a spot. And we've had bites like 25 feet off the corner.
What you could do is just wind the thing up in the air and move the boat around and then just drop it straight
and
back down.
That was a total adequate, you know.
Sure, that's how it was done.
Deal for years, and it still does work. But you know, when those fish get finicky, they want it moving. They want it, you know, they want to play cat and mouse with it. You know, they don't want it just sitting there. We've had days where it's like you're beating your head against the dash and, you know, put the boat in gear, give it a couple skips, and boom, there you are.
Well, this is a kind of a follow-up text to that same question. It was from Vince from San Diego. It says, Dwayne, how do you decide between which one you want to use at the time, real versus artificial?
Again, I like, you know, we get going. I really like to put the Cali out personally. You know, it's kind of like a search bait. You can kind of move it around a little bit faster without tampering or, you know, messing up the wings, tattering out the wings or the body of the frozen flyer. And then once that gets bit, you know, bring in the kite, start sending out frozens. And that's worked really good for us over the years since that bait's come out. And, I mean, again, that's our favorite bait to fish for sure. The California flyer is unreal. The way it skitters, the way it shimmies on the water with its wings. I've had the biggest bites we've had out yet on that.
For sure. Really?
Yeah.
And sometimes they get into a mode where they, like, they'll blow up on a frozen flyer and not get the hooks or just, like, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you what the reason is, but there'll be times like, man, we've been through four blow-ups before we finally got hooks into one. And the nice thing about that California flyer, they blow up on it and pull the thing down, and the hooks don't come.
Yeah,
you pop it right back up, and you're fishing just as good as you were. With a lot of times on a frozen flyer, it's mashed up, and now you've got to reset your bait.
The Cali's a lot more resilient as far as presentation after it's been bit. You know what I mean? It's still gonna have its wings most of the time, unless it, you know, and if it lost its wings, then something wrong happened because you got blasted and you should have got a hook in it, you know. But if they miss it versus a real flying fish, it's going to be fine. It's going to be presentable. Send it out another 50 yards and walk it right back in, and you'll still get bit. Where the frozen flyer, if it got blasted, even if he missed it, but, you know, the velocity of the fish coming up and looking at it or hitting it will absolutely wreck that bait, and then you're screwed, you know. And in that case, something works for us. Burn it in with the kite as fast as you can. Skip it. Try to have it out of the water more than in the water, but skimming, and you'll still get bit on a tattered bait.
Really?
Yeah, but you got to fish it fast and, you know, make it more of like a reaction deal.
Good
stuff.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More with Captain Dwayne. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the Yellowtail and Calico Bass Capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I know you were just on a Shimano trip. And you were, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Ricky was using spinning reels.
I mean, you name it. I had the coffee grinder going, man. And we called it the espresso grinder because there are some really, really nice spinning tackle. Those guys at Journey South have like a complement of everything Shimano. We fish with a lot of sustain for our redfish, our medium saltwater stuff, like all that tarpon fishing and fishing big plugs for reds. Was done with Saragossa. Saragossa is probably my favorite spinning reel, best bang for the buck. It's a true saltwater developed spinning reel. Heavy duty frames, really good drags, but not an out of the budget cost, $200 to $300. Very capable of catching a big bluefin or Dorado here. And then for that big fish, deep water jigging, it was all Stella. And that thing is just, dude, it's like such a treat to fish with. They're so nice.
Yeah. Stella and Saragossa, what's the difference?
There's three levels. Saragossa is your easier on the budget, realistic price, very good saltwater fishing reel. Next step up from that is the Twin Power. That's the kind of bridge between the two. Still very strong. It's like what Stella was a couple of years ago, and then the flagship will always be Stella. And you're looking $200 to $300, $500 to $600, and then like $11 to $1,200 depending on
but
your size of those
levels. But it's all about the drag and the smoothness, the castability,
and the
all of that.
The huge thing with spinning is torque. Torque is key. And, like, that's really a lot of what you're paying for. Smoothness in the drag, amount of drag pressure the reel puts down, and torque is the big thing. And torque is felt, not really talked about. You know, it's just when you're trying to turn the handle, it's physically easier to put that pressure onto the reel and turn the handle, you know, as you step up the line.
There you go. When it comes to spinning tackle, nobody beats Shimano.
No doubt.
The Islander out of Fisherman's Landing has some exciting news. Due to a recent schedule change, they have added several new trips September through November. The Islander has been sold out all season, so now you have the opportunity to get on a day and one half or 3-day trip now in prime time aboard one of the top boats in the fleet. All trips include fantastic meals, stateroom accommodations, and a top-notch fishing experience. Book your fall trip now on the Islander at fishermanslanding.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip with the processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. If you want to get through, phone lines are absolutely jam-packed, but we got tons of time to get your calls through. That's 213-432-1090. Also, lots of great text stacking up via that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, no kidding. Dave Hansen. You know Dave,
oh, yeah.
Captain Dave,
everybody.
The Captain Dave. Yeah, your saltwater guy. He has a question about, he says, ask him about the Cabo trip with me.
Oh,
do you really want to talk about that?
I would. It was a long trip. It was a long time ago. But, yeah, we had an adventurous trip. Kind of got stranded a couple times along the Baja Coast. I spent a couple days in Turtle trying to fix a communication harness problem and a on a vessel that had pod drives on it, and the engine room got flooded and kind of created up the
pins. Good times.
Yeah. Wire brush, and then back going again, and then the good motor went out, and then the bad motor went out, and then we had to get towed in like 30 knots of the wind. Like we were like 40 miles above Santa Maria. And
lots of adventure.
And at one point, all we had to eat was lobster.
Oh, darn.
Blue Label whiskey and some really expensive red wine. We were getting low on supplies.
And that was your adventure with Captain
Dave. Yeah, then Colin flew in some mechanics for us and got us going like about a week later.
That's pretty funny. That's a Captain David
mission. Yeah, not all deliveries go smooth.
No.
The boat made it.
I'm glad I was young when that one happened.
Yeah.
Brutal.
So let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, they're packed up again. If you want your shot, that's 213-432-1090. Next up is Ben. He's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Good morning, Ben. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, Dwayne, you know, I'm becoming a little bit more obsessed with the kite fishing here, looking for that big one. Can you kind of explain how you kind of pick up on the wind and the current when you're kind of like just drifting over a spot? And the second question is, when there is no wind, do you just tie the flyer to a balloon and send the balloon up when there is no wind to get it out away from the boat, you know?
Yeah. As far as like drifting it out, it's just, you know, I always was kind of thought about the kite being like a sailboat, you know what I mean? Just kind of always turn into the wind, you know, keep your kite up. It's pretty, you know, basic on that end. Now, as far as like the light wind stuff, I like the balloon and flyer deal, but it just gets pricey with the balloons. I know there's rigs to keep your balloon, but they're not always foolproof. So we kind of morphed into doing a double balloon. So we have our regular balloon tape, our ultra light wind kite, which is absolutely, you know, one of the most important thing. You need to fly an ultra light wind kite. I use Tigris, the white ones, you know, I know there's a couple others, but yeah, start with that and a balloon connected to it and bridled in there. And then you do a second balloon just above where your swivel would be for your stopper on your kite. If you do a swivel, if not, then about 16 inches, 17 inches above your loop that you put your flatline clip or kite clip sticking in there. And basically what you do is you get a really small, heavy gauge but small swivel, pop that into that loop, and then you do a big balloon, 36 inches, just as big as the one on your kite. And in the balloon knot, you tie in two 64 or size 64 rubber bands, and then clip those rubber bands into that swivel and send it out. That's been a game changer for us over the last couple of years as far as like light wind or no wind condition type fishing. And then at that point, you know, if it's hard to get it out from the boat, make sure right when you see your signal of fish, you kick that thing out while you're still sliding. That's absolutely imperative. If you come to a dead stop and there's no wind and you haven't kicked that thing out, it's not going to go anywhere. Those flying fish all weigh about a pound, you know. So that's kind of been our secret to success. I know a lot of other guys have picked up on it, but it works really well, and I think it works actually better than the balloon, to be honest.
Like the problem when you have adverse conditions, without what you described, is the kite may be away from the boat. You might have used the boat to get away from it, but your line coming off the rod tip just bellies super deep.
Oh, yeah. You're
maybe
burying,
falls into the water.
You're burying your flyer, and then you got to reel your flyer up through the water column, breaking wings or whatever. You know, the key is to keep that thing on the surface as it goes out and as it comes back in. Again, you'll hear me say it time and again, most of our really good bites are coming with movement. So that means on the deployment or on the retrieval. You know, we will get bit dead sticking. We will get bit, you know, it just drifting. But our most explosive bites and most, you know, the biggest amount of bites is coming when that thing has action.
So you have a balloon that's providing lift for the kite, and then you have another one that's providing lift for the line.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. And again, you're placing the balloon that has the lift for the line. How far up from the flyer?
Oh, God. I mean, like I said, it's we run our kite and balloon like 125 feet from our clip. And then I have my secondary balloon loop about, I'd say, like 17, like no more than 20 inches up our line from the clip.
Oh, okay.
So you're looking
at wherever the clip is at. That's,
yeah,
you know,
just above the clip, exactly.
You know? Just above the clip.
Because that's where the maximum drag is going to come, because that's the point of the bait wanting to pull your line down.
Gotcha. You should have seen the trial and error with that. It was like a year of just like, oh, that ain't going to work. Oh, shoot, our kite's in the water again.
So both balloons, with helium balloons, are on the kite line.
On the kite line, correct.
On the kite line,
yes,
okay.
Correct.
Not on the,
yeah,
on,
Yeah. Exactly. Because what'll happen is that if there's no wind, that bait, the weight of the bait's going to drag
belly down
your kite line. You know, and then it's just, you next thing you know, it's all wrapped up. Yeah.
Great idea.
When there's plenty of wind, send the thing out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a, you know, that's the thing. But if there's not, you still have to be fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're using a full size balloon in both pots.
Yep.
That's some serious cost you're sending out there, right?
That's $100 in gas that you're talking about.
Yeah, correction, it's $140.
Yeah. How much is a tank of helium now?
$337 to fill a 40 cubic square.
Oh, man. Things keep just going
up.
That
is just
the
price to get bit.
That is crazy. Yeah. And how many balloons can you get out of 140?
Five.
You can get only five balloons.
So start to put that in your mind when people start questioning costs of trips and things like that. I mean, you've got balloons that are commonly $10 a piece. You've got over $100, you know, close to $150 worth of gas in there. You've got a $30
gas talking helium.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, exactly.
$200 deployment every single time.
Yeah, exactly.
$200. And it really doesn't last till the next day.
No, I mean, I guess there's some stuff you can put in your balloon before you fill it up to kind of keep the gas. But, I mean, in a small boat, I gotta do away with this every day.
Yeah, once you have it blown up, it's not like it doesn't fit inside the door of the pilot house anymore.
I'm not into used balloons anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call. Good morning. Here's a question from Dan in El Cajon. Good morning. Great show. Question is, how close has the tuna been? And that's a good question because the stuff has been all over the place.
God, right? I mean, I heard there's fish like 10 miles from the point last week.
Oh, yeah.
Really good fishing, too.
Yeah.
A mixed bluefin and yellowfin.
Yeah.
We had some big fish this year. The closest, I think, was 26 miles away today for six big ones.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like every year.
Big ones.
Yeah, big ones.
26 miles.
But over 200 pounds.
Whoa.
Jeez. Yeah.
So.
Wow.
It was, when was that? I think like middle June. It was inside the kidney there. And the next day it was just on the outside, another, you know, 5 miles.
Yeah. Crazy.
So.
We were kind of in that trench between the 182 and the 9,
mm-hmm.
18 miles from the point. When we saw that yellowfin and caught those yellowfin this past Wednesday, and we saw some huge blowouts in that same area. Had to be big bluefin, right?
I'd imagine so. I think a lot of that stuff's kind of turned around and trickled back down.
Yeah.
From the north, I think, kind of hit its cap up there and now just milling around here on the bite, and big stuff's going to head out west.
And there's been guys, I mean, we had them 11.6 miles from the point the week before, bluefin and yellowfin. So there's guys catching them even closer than that, right?
We had guys, some of the kids who work in the store were like literally working until 1 or 2, getting off and, you know, getting off of work and running down to the boat, and pictures of them coming back home with four fish in the rigid bottom inflatable. You know what I mean? Like, there were times when that, you know, that smaller grade, and even nice grade, bluefin and yellowfin was eating poppers on burst school, like inside the 9, short of the 9 mile bank. I mean, get off
close.
Work a full shift, hop in the rigid bottom, and run out there in a, you know, 16 footer and have four tuna, and then jump, you know, jive back in before the sun goes down.
That's pretty special.
The reality is, you point the boat in a direction offshore, and you have a very good chance to catch fish.
Better be looking.
Yep. It's pretty unreal. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, better be looking wherever you're at. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including Chicken with the Catch Report. And boy, you stand by for a good one. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console through at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The name that stands
out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have 3 generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care. $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.